Hello, families, and thank you for tuning in to another podcast of Mr. M's Classroom. Sorry I didn't get one out last night. I actually completely spaced it out. I came back, sat down doing some work like I normally do, and then I got caught doing what I'm doing. I was like, oh, I gotta leave. And then I totally did not even think about the podcast last night. So sorry that I did not put that out, and here it is. So a few things to cover in today's podcast, so hang on. We are finished with two of our MAP testings, and we have our third one tomorrow. And so the kids are doing well, and I know some of them, you know, are going to have to do some more testing because they're not done yet. So just keep encouraging them, letting them know that it's okay if it's taking them a while to do the test. Some people just are, you know, test takers that have to really take their time and wrestle with the questions, and that's okay. That's just part of kind of who we are. But you know, I don't want them to feel like that they're less of a person or not as smart as someone else because they didn't finish it in time. That's really not the point in the case. We're still just wanting to discover what they know. And if it takes a little bit of while to get that out, that's okay. We'll make the time. We'll make sure that they get that completed and they'll get that finished and we'll be good to go. So the kids are doing great on that. And thank you to all of you who sent in some snacks for us to keep us rolling through that. I have most everyone has RSVP'd for the First Holy Communion class that is coming up next weekend. I do need to have all RSVPs in by Friday just so that I can give a number over to the parish so they can prepare and plan for that event. So just on your calendar, I need one of those days. And for those that are receiving First Holy Communion, it is a required class by the diocese. And we have either Friday the 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. or Saturday the 25th from 9 to 11 a.m. So one of those choices. I have most everybody, like I said, and then just make sure you're there. And I'll see you guys there at that event. Monday, just a reminder, there's no school on Monday. And then next week, our Mass is not on Thursday. It's on Friday. So just make sure there's note of that. I'll send another reminder out. To make sure that we're wearing mass uniforms on Friday instead of Thursday. I know that it gets kind of confusing when we have to swap those days. So I'll make sure there's just a reminder for you. And then that weekend of the 26th, that Sunday, we're hosting the mass. And so we want the kids to be there and support. We want you there as well. Kids wearing their uniforms and representing St. Ignatius. And the kids that do attend, they'll be able to be a part of a gift that we're giving back to the community and something we're practicing here at the school. So they'll be able to do that at one of the two morning masses there on Sunday. So come to one of them, bring the family, and we'll be able to share and support the community that really does so much to make this school happen at Holy Apostles. So that's the 26th. And then that week is Catholic Schools Week. And wow, that's kind of like, they keep equating it to me as the homecoming week for our school. So I think I wasn't raised a Catholic and I wasn't raised in Catholic schools. And so, you know, I'm learning the big deal that Catholic Schools Week is and then just all the fun and the excitement that goes into that week. And of course there are things going on every day. There's free dress and different styles. And so all those kind of things are just excitement and fun just to celebrate the joy and the gift of Catholic schools, the fact that we are blessed to be able to have a school where we can learn and grow in our faith. Our faith is an active part in everything that we do. It's not just a subject that is taught. It is integrated and it's just a part of who we are. It's kind of like our essence and our lifeblood at this school. We're not just, you know, doing a great academic work and you know, personalized instruction and small groups and all the little aspects of our school. There's just also this lifeblood that flows through our school of our Catholic identity of us being Christians and loving Christ and serving others. And we get to celebrate that we get to have that. So that is that last week in January. In the communication that came from the school, there is all the different stuff that's going on there as far as, you know, free dress for that week and all the different things that are happening. So make sure you read that and take a look through there, and it will kind of tell you everything that we need to do. So on Monday, we're going to celebrate our community, and we're going to have breakfast at 7:30. So they're going to be having eggs and sausage, hash browns, some cinnamon rolls made by Nancy, juice and coffee. And that day, we're going to wear as much St. Ignatius gear as we possibly can. Jeans, uniforms, and spirit wear. So anything you got that St. Ignatius, roll with it. Tuesday, we are wearing pajamas. Pajama day. Oh, it's not my favorite, but the kids love it. Pajama day. And then Wednesday is Celebrate Our Country. We're going to wear red, white, and blue. And Thursday, we do have mass of the day. So they do have to wear mass uniform, but they can wear an accessory that would go for a vocation. So example, like if they're going to be a doctor or nurse, you can wear a stethoscope. If they're a fireman, wear a fireman's hat. You know, if they're going to wear a teacher, you know, they're going to be a teacher, they're going to be a lawyer, whatever they feel like that they want to be, they can bring in an accessory that kind of goes along with what that is. And it is something that they have to be able to take off before mass. And then Friday, we're going to wear neon colors. And I loved how one student said at our assembly on Monday, he's like, you want to wear the colors that make you blind, you know, so just bright neon colors that day. And then that's the day we also have our assembly. Should be a lot of fun. Friday is also noon dismissal, the 31st, so make sure that's marked on your calendar as well. That's really all I kind of wanted to add in there for dates and stuff that is coming up. So just have those things in your calendar. It's also on my website. It's on the school's calendar, all those places to find those things. If you have any questions, though, please feel free to contact me. And then I just want to leave you with tidbit. I haven't done this in a while, and I just feel like I'm finally at a place where I can share it. I have definitely not mastered this. Probably take me till my dying day. The idea of contentment. I struggle living here in this city, and some of you are probably like, what? This is a great place to live, and it really is a great place to live. I want to move. I want to live in the mountains. I want to move into the mountains. I want to move out of the city, and there's several reasons for that, for myself personally. But that makes it hard for my family, and I've wrestled with this a lot back and forth, And part of the wrestling and the reason for moving into the mountains is that since I was young, I've always wanted to have a cabin in the woods that I could bring my grandkids to, and that my grandkids can come and like spend summertime, and we can hang out and have lots of memories there. And I've always just wanted to have a cabin in the mountains somewhere. So then I've always kind of just wanted one of those dreams that I kind of held on to that I wanted to have. And you know, life just is life. And sometimes those dreams kind of morph and change, or they just not become possible. But I've been hanging on to it as much as I possibly can. And, you know, we went through some classes that talk about how to handle our finances. And so we've been managing our finances in a completely different way for several years to make ourselves debt free, except for our home. And so I kind of had this image that maybe I'd be able to have my cabin then, and started seeing that, no, that's not even a realistic possibility at all. And so then it kind of is morphing into, maybe if we just lived in the mountains, then we could have our home, and then we wouldn't have to have a second home. We could just live in the mountains. And so then that's hard, because then we move away from money. Anyway, all this kind of stuff. But so I've been wrestling with contentment. I've been wrestling with just being content and, like, you know, trying to find the root causes to all those kinds of things, and just spending a lot of time in prayer. I love Mass, and I love the Eucharist, because, you know, you receive that and you're so close to Christ at that moment. And if you really just take a moment to pause after you receive Holy Communion, thank Him and just listen to Him for a little bit, the things that He can speak to you in that time. And so I'm in Mass and I'm just listening, and He's just talking about how, you know, in life, there's these things that we want and that we need, but really the better things in life are that, are my family well taken care of? Am I doing my job as my husband? Am I doing my job well as a father? Am I taking care of my family? Am I putting the things and steps that will better my family? Or am I chasing and pursuing the things that I want, that the things that I need, those dreams, those desires, to where it might push things for the family. It might make things more difficult for the family. And just coming into this, that peace of rest, that peace of contentment of saying, letting go and saying, you know what? It's so true. I may never have a cabin in the mountains, but I will always have a family. And if I love them well and I serve them well and I give my time and my energy and my efforts to this family, I'll always have them. And the investment I put into them is going to be far surpassed and far outweigh the desire and the joy that I think would come from having a cabin in the mountains. And so it was just that wrestling and that letting go and the peace that comes after that. Oh, you know, when you wrestle and you've been making tough decisions and you wrestle with those decisions and you finally make a decision and you made a good, right decision, and just the peace that comes after that. So good. So sorry if I'm rambling too long on this, and there's a whole lot more to that. It's just personal side of my own story of my own life, but just encouraging you to find contentment in your life, whatever that is and whatever that looks like for you. But more importantly, to go to Mass, receive Holy Communion, and knowing that you have Christ literally inside of you at that moment, to stop and commune with Him. Tell Him thank you and listen. Let Him speak into your life. Let Him direct your steps. Let Him give you wisdom. Let Him give you insight. Let Him give you guidance. Let Him give you encouragement. Let Him give you hope. Let Him give you peace. Let Him give you comfort. Whatever it is that's going on in your life, I encourage you, go to Mass, receive Holy Communion, and let Him speak to you. And I am certain that in doing that, we will set the world on fire. Have a good night.